Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Good to be with you again today. I am so excited for today's broadcast because it is a question I think I've probably been asked the most in most different ways. And I don't think I've ever answered it in like, I think we're at maybe 500 broadcasts by now. I don't know that we've ever answered this. The question is, will this work for me? Will it work for you? Every time we talk to someone that wants our help, we go over 1,000 ways, right? How much work do I have to do? How long will it take? How much does it cost? What if I'm in a big town? What if I'm a small town? What if this, what if that? But the real question people are asking is, will this work for me? And I wanted to talk to you about that right now because the beautiful thing is, it depends, right? It really kind of depends on you. And I want to give you the tools to make sure whatever growth plan that you fit, you choose for your cleaning company, you know that it'll work for you, right? Because a lot of people want to externalize and kind of talk about, well, it's this guy's fault or that guy's fault or some other fault other than mine. And we're going to do, maybe it might not be fun for you today. If you're soft-hearted or soft, thin-skinned, this may not be the broadcast for you. We're going to put that responsibility for it working in your business and your success and your dreams squarely where it belongs, right on your shoulders. The problem is a lot of times, a lot of you guys know that you need help, right? But you're afraid. You're like, it won't work for me. I've tried this before. I'm scared. What if I get screwed? Blah, 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 right? So the problem is when we think that way, the cost is we continue walking around in the dark and not living our dream until we finally give up or circumstances or life just causes us to quit or just never have the dream or the life that we want that we got in this business for. So today, and feel free, guys, gals that are listening to the live broadcast, to jump in on the chat. Let me know what you think. It's always more fun as a community. And for those of you that are listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube, make sure to join it. I think if you like Grow My Cleaning Company, our Facebook page, I think you'll get notifications of these live deals or if you join our Facebook group. Either way, let's jump in because I want to get you out of the dark and keep you from not living your dream because you're like, it won't work for me. I've tried this. It doesn't work. And help you figure out how to make it work for you. So the first belief that we've got to kill in almost everything we teach and do is really helping you go from beliefs that are going to hold you back and kick you in the soft spots and keep you from the life that you want and move you into beliefs that are effective and healthy and actually get you the results that you want. So the first belief that is absolutely a killer is it'll work itself out, right? We are in so much pain oftentimes that we kind of want to deny that what we're doing isn't working. And we think if we just work harder, if we just let our butts get kicked by the world and by our customers and by our employees sometimes and by life and just the entrepreneurial dream, it'll work itself out. But the reality is, the truth is, and you guys all know this, I think we just, hey, Karen, Coy, good to have you. I think we just don't want to admit it to ourselves. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting, right? Which, if you're not getting what you want and you're committed to continue doing what you're doing, that's really bad news because there's no way out. The good news is if you're committed to getting results and getting change, that's really good news because you go, great, all I have to do is do something different than what I've been doing, right? If I do what successful people do, I'll be a successful person, right? And that kind of ties in with the next thing that kills people is, well, my circumstance is different. You don't understand. I'm this, I'm that. The reality in that one is if you do what successful people do, here's an important one that people miss. If you think how successful people think, if you're not careful, will be a successful people, right? So that's a writer downer. I know it seems super common, but we've got to move from it will work itself out. If I just keep doing the stupid stuff that got me where I'm at now, I'll get some sort of different result, right? We all know that's crazy. The flip side is we move to my circumstances aren't different, right? If I am, and a lot of people go crazy, like, well, you don't understand, I'm a little town. Okay, guess what? Every town I've coached in across the world, we've had people in Australia, New Zealand, UK, America, Canada, all that good stuff. Everyone that thought they couldn't do it, there was someone that's already done it, already doing it, right? And it's just, we don't want to look at that because that makes it responsible for us. So we've got to get out of this, my circumstance is different, you don't understand, and just go, no one's circumstance is different, or everyone's circumstance is different, but the successful people had their own circumstances, right? We think we've got our special thing. Well, they had their special thing. And most times their special thing was harder than your special thing, but they figured it out. They figured it out because they did certain things and they thought certain ways. And as opposed to judging, go, oh, well, they were probably born rich or they had luck or they had this. Go, what did they do differently than I'm doing? And maybe if I did, I'll get the same results, right? So we got to get away from it. It'll work itself out. If I just keep doing what I'm doing, I'll get the good results and move into, if I do what successful people do, I'll get successful James Brain at Canada. I was trying not to talk crap about Canada today, but now that James is here, I might have to jump something in, but we'll save that for later. So your circumstance is not different. It will not work itself out. It will work itself out when you decide to do something different and do something that's working it out. So let me just give you some of the excuses that I hear. And you can have excuses or you can have the results in life that you want. You cannot have both. So if you want excuses, totally fine. You just can't have the life and your dream and any sort of success in business. If you want success in business, you can't have excuses. You choose wisely. It's a big one. So let me give you some of the excuses I hear. I'm broke. I don't have any money. I can't do this. Bullcrap. The successful people always find a way. Yes, most of us don't have all the operating capital we would like for everything we'd like in our business stacked up in $100 bills on the desk next to us. That said, all of us have access to capital, to resourcefulness, to creativity, to a way to find money. That's really it. And so if you don't have money, well, then go get it, right? As opposed to going from, well, I don't have money, therefore I can't be successful. Go, well, I don't have money now, therefore my path to success might have to look like someone who also start without having any money, right? So we change it. See the difference there? One is I'm this, therefore that. We'll do another one. I don't have any time. I've got a full-time job. I've got 3 kids. I don't have any time to do a business. Therefore I can't be successful. Okay. That's external, just a fact, a stated fact that's not true. This big global statement that's full of crap or not, right? If you adopt that, that's going to be your belief. Or we could go, because I have a full-time job and a wife and kids, wow, I've got money coming in that other people may not have that takes a lot of pressure off. I've got a wife who supports the crap out of me and kids who I love who are going to motivate me to build my financial future, right? It's the same facts. It just depends on how you look at it. So the broke people always say, I don't have any money, therefore I can't be successful. Successful people say, I don't have any money, therefore I might have to work a little harder or be a little more resourceful or figure this crap out to have money, right? The unsuccessful people go, I don't have X, or I'm not tall or good looking or didn't go to college or too old, too young. One excuse is as good as another. Therefore, it's not my fault I can't succeed. It's the world's fault, right? Everyone hates me. That is the creed of the unsuccessful person is because I don't have this or I'm not that, or this guy's got this thing I don't have. That's why I'm not successful. The successful person goes, because these are my unique circumstances, I'm just going to have to be a little different, a little more resourceful, figure this thing out to get the results that I want. Really, really important that you adopt the mindset and attitude and perspective that's going to get you where you want. Another one that can, it just breaks my heart because they go, everyone out there's a scam and trying to sell me crap, right? When I coach people like, hey, who have you talked to that's gotten that result that you're looking for help? They go, oh, everyone out there's a scam and trying to sell me crap. That is not the truth. The truth is some people are a scam and some people are going to try and sell you crap, right? But you still need the help, even if that's true. So I'm okay with going, hey, I don't want to get scammed and I don't want to buy a bunch of garbage. It's going to hurt me. Agreed. I'm with you. But then we do comma. So I don't do anything at all. So I just stay exactly where I'm at. I don't listen to anyone who's got experience because some guy out there lies about having experience and knows what he's talking about and is trying to scam me. Therefore, I'll do nothing. That's where it gets crazy, right? So what makes me nuts is when people go, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think this will work for me. I go, great. What's your backup plan? I'm okay if anytime I give someone coaching, hey, let's do this. And they explain why it won't work for them. And I go, great. What are you going to do? They go, I don't know. So even if that's the reality, right? Say you find someone that you think can help you, a coach or a mentor or somebody that has been there and done that. And you're like, well, but he or she could be a scam. They could be trying to sell me garbage. Maybe. So what's your plan? And if you got a better plan, go do that. If the plan is just to complain about what a scam this guy is and then not grow, well, then we got a problem, right? So the reality is, and again, I'm sure there's some charlatans out there that are just flat out scams, but I'm guessing 90% of the stuff out there, especially if there's a thing called Google, right? So if it's a real scam, they're going to have a bunch of people saying this guy scammed me. And if it's not a real scam, they should have a bunch of people going, this guy helped me or this guy helped me. He's legit. The reality is oftentimes it's not even the question is, will this work for me? The real question is, will you work for this? Right? So that's the thing. Like, will this system work? You know, people ask me all the time, will this thing work for me? I don't know. Will you work for it? If you do the work on a right system with the right people, you'll get the help. But a lot of people, not pointing fingers at here, but a lot of people out there, Sasha says research can't disagree there. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit because research is important, but it can really kick in the nuts too. So sorry, Sasha, you may not have nuts. Kick you in the soft spots. So the reality is, no matter what program you have, they're all scams if you don't do the work, right? A lot of people are lazy and don't want to do the work and they want the easy button or like, that's how you fall for, by the way, these cheapo like $97, I'll give you my magic book on how to be a billionaire. Well, guess what? If really was just a book that teaches you how to be a billionaire, A, everyone would be a billionaire and B, they wouldn't be selling for $97, right? The reality is there's a lot of work and most things don't work because you don't work. So, when will this thing start working for me? When you start working for it. So we've got to move from external. That guy's a scam. That guy won't do it. Sure, he's rich and successful or she's rich and successful and has had all the results that I want to get, but there's no way they'll help me because everything's external, which we can't control. We start internalizing, go, I will find the right mentor. I will make sure this gets going. Even if I get scammed, I'd rather get scammed twice and then figure it out on the third one and get the results that I want than do nothing and guarantee I keep doing the same thing I'm doing. It's not working. So the real thing is, are you ready? Is this the right person for you? And if so, go forward. If not, you got to keep searching. The thing that breaks my heart is when people just give up because some people suck or some people they tried didn't work, right? And again, it's like sometimes it's frustrating as a coach because you'll hear people that complain about other coaches. And it's one of those things where you're like, if I'm talking to a guy and he's like, yeah, I've dated 27 consecutive women and they were all crazy, every single one of them. I start going, maybe, you're the one kind of unifying theme thread running through this. Maybe they weren't the crazy ones. Maybe I'm looking at the crazy one, right? So same thing. At some point, we've got to take responsibility, internalize, and just not give up, right? Even if something didn't work for him or that guy or this or whatever, as long as you're moving forward, you've got a plan, you keep going. That's it. But please don't use the excuse of, I don't have any money. I'm not good looking enough. I don't have education. I got scammed or that guy's a scam or this guy lied or any of that stuff. We all use these as excuses to stop from doing the hard work and actually getting the results that we want. So make sure that's my goal for today is to have you guys take ownership and decide this is going to work for me and give you the tools to do that. So just like Sasha said, research, 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 research. A lot harder to say three times fast than you might think. Yes, I love anytime you're going to work with someone or certainly trust them with your business and kind of take their feedback. That's a big deal, right? We don't just want to trust anyone. But there's kind of a bell curve of not good to good. So here's the not good where we just put in our credit card and listen to someone right off the bat. That's not good. And then we kind of get up here where it's like we do some research. There's Google. We talk to the person. We talk to some people, see if they've got any testimonials. Google to see if they've scammed anyone. Just like that. And we spend 20 or 30 minutes and figure that crap out. That's where you want to be. And then there's people that use research as an excuse to do nothing. Well, I've got to talk to 31. I had one of our enrollment coaches say that. I forget who. I wouldn't even get a name if I had it. But some guy was like, I want Mike's bank statements. I want to know who he taught. I want to know the name of the guy that he sold the company to. And I'm like, first of all, just put yourself in my position. Sure, strange guy who I don't give two craps about, who desperately needs my system, and I certainly don't need your money. Sure, let me give you my bank statements and a bunch of private information of people I've had business dealings with in the past. That's freaking insane. So clearly that's a person who's like, I am so committed to not taking any results. I will go to an extreme measure when I've got someone that can absolutely help me. I'm going to put up barrier after barrier after barrier after barrier. And just as an aside, I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but I'll just say it. Keep in mind, folks, guys, gals, if you are really, really committed and struggling to grow a cleaning company, and you've got a mentor, somebody that really has helped you do that or is willing to help you do that, you need them a lot more than they need you, right? So you start getting up and you're like, I want this and I want that. It's easy for me to go, you know what? I'm fine. I sold my last two or three businesses for millions of dollars. I'm good. I don't need your money. My family and I are great. You're the one that is stuck. You're going to continue being stuck. So again, you want to make sure that you're testing people, make sure the right guy or gal, but if there's someone that absolutely has helped you, has gotten where you want to go and has got the experience, maybe be nice. Maybe treat them with respect. You go, hey, if I want this guy's help, maybe I should be kind to him. So that's just a little personal tirade, but it'll get you further, right? They always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So true. So true. Having been on both sides, right? I've had mentors my whole life, both paid and free, and I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my education and mentors. And I'll tell you what, some of it, I think I got screwed, truth be told. I'm sure I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on stuff to help me that maybe wasn't good or didn't help or whatever, whatever. 99% of that was probably me not really implementing it like I need to. But guess what? Of the hundreds of thousands of dollars I spent on my own personal growth, I've made millions from it. So as opposed to going, well, maybe I spent $341,000, $62,000 of that was not very good, but who cares, right? As long as overall I'm getting, I never gave up, right? So I want to encourage you to keep going. Never use anything as an excuse to go, well, I'm not going to do it. So really important that as you're researching people and trying to find out who you want to work with, zero time is not enough. Going, I want this guy's bank statements and credit score, and I want to talk to all of his kids and grandkids and ancestors, and come on, that's a clear indicator of not wanting to do anything. Sorry, I got off on a personal rant, but hey, a little insight that for you guys. The next thing we've got to kill is, well, I tried it before and it didn't work, so it won't work for me this time. The reality is, guys, gals, if you're willing to give up the first time or second time or third time something doesn't work, it's gonna be long road in business, right? I have found the more successful people, if I had to pick one trait, is just going from failure. I forget who says it. I think it was Mark Twain. I can't remember. But the key to success is going from failure to failure without any loss of enthusiasm. Really important. I'll say that again. I wish I could say who. If someone in the chat knows who it is, please tell me, because I don't want to steal this. But it wasn't me. Someone smart said the key to success is going from failure to failure without any loss of enthusiasm. So when we try something and it doesn't work out the way we think it should work out, it's easy to categorically go, I spent $500 on Facebook and it didn't work, so Facebook's a scam, and totally ignore the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are making millions of dollars on Facebook and go, wow, it's one of the largest companies in the world. Obviously, people aren't giving them money for things that don't work. Maybe it's me, right? Same thing with a guy. It's like, I dated 22 girls and they're all psycho. Maybe I'm the psycho, right? Maybe we need to turn that around. So the reality is, if you're only interested in business, like, I'll try it once, or maybe Winston Churchill says, James Brana, what a guy. Even how does a Canadian know this? Man, you smart Canadians. Okay, so that's the first thing is, if you're willing to give up after the first, second, third time it doesn't work out, we got a problem, right? You've got to be ready to do it 1,000 times if you need to. And the reality is, you have to be ready. I'll be honest with you. Some of our students waited years before they called me. Maybe that's you. You've been listening to the podcast for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, and they wait for years. Once they get going, they're always like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have called you so much earlier. Could have saved me so much time and headache. And I always go, I don't know if that's the case. The reality is, I don't want everyone listening within the sound of my voice, I don't want to be like, call right now, let us help you, because I don't. If and when you go, today's the day, I cannot go another freaking second like this, I will have it, no matter what the cost, personally, emotionally, time-wise, whatever, legal, ethical, moral, right? Never lie, cheat, or steal to be successful in business. But short of that, until you're like, that's the cost, I'll pay it. Whatever it is, I'll do it. Legal, ethical, moral, as long as we're helping people, never hurting people. When you get to that point, that's the time you take action. Until then, wait. If you need to spend another couple months and get kicked in the teeth and try and figure it out on your own, that's fine. So I always encourage the students who are like, oh, I wish I would have called earlier, something went bad. I'm like, you called at the exact right time. And how do I know? Because you were ready when you called. So really important that instead of going, I tried it before and it didn't work then, so it won't work now, we got to take the reality and go, I've had some great customers. I'll use James because he's such a great guy, and I love him. Timing was right, right? Had he come, like, I remember, I think we met him at a live event like 2 or 3 years ago, and then it took a while before he kind of came into the Millionaire Mastermind thing. Had he come at a different time, 6 months earlier, or maybe 6 months later, the timing might not have been right. So really important that we understand, just because something didn't work before doesn't mean it won't work this time. The timing has to be right. Your commitment has to be right. It's really important that you understand. And you're like, well, how do I know when the timing's right? When you decide, when you go, I won't live one more moment, one more second, one more day without this result, without a plan that I'm confident in. When that's you, and if you have to try one thing or two things or 10 things or 100 things, and it doesn't matter because you're going to have that result, then you're ready. Until then, the timing's not right. So it's possible you tried it before and it didn't work. Not because it wouldn't work or it wasn't a good plan, but because you weren't really ready for it. Again, they say when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Couldn't be any truer. The beautiful thing, guys, gals, once you're on committed, once you understand your circumstances aren't excuses, or you're unwilling to let your circumstances become excuses, you decide, today's the day, I've got to have this. That's the point in time where nothing will stop you. So if you are asking, how do I know it will work for me? I can tell you it'll work for you when you've got, again, you have to get the right systems, the right teacher. It can't be a scam. So do your research. But again, in a universe of Google, it's pretty hard to be a scam out there for too long. But you know it'll work for you when you're ready to work for it. Whatever system, process, mentor that you choose to work with, That's legitimate, right? You get a scam, you're going to get scammed, but that's pretty easy to overcome. When you decide, I'll do whatever it takes. If it's legal, ethical, and moral, those are my only rules. Anything inside of that, I'll do. I'm all in committed. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to make no excuses. If it doesn't work, I'm going to internalize and go, what do I need to do different? Because if it's that guy's fault, well, you can't control that guy. When you say, I know if it's success, it's because I did the work. And if it fails, it's because I failed. It's scary, but it gives you, that's the most empowering thing that you need. So the way that you know it'll work for you is when the day that you decide, I have to have this result. I'm all in committed. I will not use any circumstances to be excuses. And I've decided today's the day. The beautiful thing is once you have that, you are fully empowered. You have everything that you need to actually get results. That said, if that's you today, you're like, holy crap, I need it. Where are the systems and processes? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Here's the fun part. Nothing for sale there. I don't think there's a single thing you can buy at growmycleaningcompany.com. However, there is a free on-demand training. I think it's 50 minutes. I try to keep it under an hour. It's the best of the best that we have. It's the five shifts that you need to make to be a successful owner. It is fantastic. And guess what? There's nothing for sale on that, right? It is just everything we know how to do to help you guys get the results that you want. So if today is the day you are all in committed, you're going, I have to have that result. I'm not going to live one more second without it. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the free on-demand training. There's a free gift at the end. Nothing for sale on the website, nothing for sale on the webinar. Just is everything we know how to do to give you guys value. That's it. These are the secrets, guys, gals, from a guy that's done very, very well and very, very poorly and gotten his butt kicked. These are the secrets that work. So anyway, all the poor kiddery says, I'm so tired of things not going the right direction that illegal, unethical, and immoral are starting to look like decent options. So two things on that. Obviously, kiddery's busting my chops, though, which is fine. I want to encourage you, aside from clearly the moral aspect of, hey, we don't want to do that, I found it doesn't work. I found the people that are most successful are the most ethical, the most giving, the most serving. So the cool thing is, even if it does get scary and you're like, I would lie, cheat, or steal, I found it doesn't work long term. So that's it. Guys, gals, if you are all in committed and we are recording this kind of at the beginning of January 2020, and you're like, today is the day, this is the year, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have hundreds of options to serve you. Jump on the on-demand training. Can't wait to see you. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.